This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a moment out of your busy day to study with us from the sacred scriptures, the Bible. Last time we began a lesson entitled, What Hinders You from Being Baptized? Now the Bible plainly teaches that one cannot be saved until he obeys the Lord Jesus Christ in being baptized. But I realize there are many people who may hear the Bible, may read it for years and years, and yet never obey the Lord in this matter. And if they do not obey the Lord in this matter, they remain out of Christ, and therefore remain in their sins. It is altogether important and significant, therefore, that we study this matter in very close detail. I have been considering the point that some people are hindered from being baptized because they simply cannot see that it's necessary. But I have pointed out from a purely human standpoint, of course, it is not necessary. But that is not the question. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul declared that we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, to walk by faith means that we live a life of taking God at His word. For according to Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So to do a thing by faith is to do it according to the testimony of God or according to the teachings of the Scripture. And therefore, the place to go to find the answers to whether one should be baptized is not to human philosophy or not even to our own so-called human or common sense, but to the sacred Scriptures, the Bible itself. For instance, in John chapter 9, Jesus spat on the ground, made clay out of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of a blind man with it, and then told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, from a purely human standpoint, there'd be absolutely no sense whatever in the man doing that, because there is no connection at all between washing mud off of your eyes and receiving the sight into eyes that have been blind. But on this particular occasion, it was altogether pertinent because it was involved in the plan which Jesus gave the man. And so, you see, the question is, what does the Bible teach? It is not a question of what seems the best thing to me to do. You must go to the Bible itself. Jesus himself made it necessary, as the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now note the principal statement in this sentence is, he shall be saved. But which he shall be saved? Just any and every he? No, there is a restrictive clause which modifies the subject of this sentence. That is, the subject is he, and it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now we simply cannot give language its fair import and not recognize that being baptized is just as essential to being saved as is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord made this clear in John chapter 3 when he said in verse 5, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now he did not say there is merely some possibility you will not enter into it, but he said you cannot unless you are born of water and the Spirit. And this is not the birth of an infant into the world. It is rather the new birth of a man when he is old. How can a man be born again when he is old? Asked Nicodemus. And it was in answer to that question that Jesus replied, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so the Lord Jesus Christ made it necessary. And what you or I or any other human being may think about it from a purely philosophical or so-called common sense standpoint does not change the fact of the teaching of the Bible. Just so it is that the Apostle Peter declared when believers asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38.